Last night, a trickle of highly motivated Alaskans brought their ideas to Presidential Oil Spill Commission member Fran Ulmer at the first of a series of listening sessions at the University of Alaska. Many of those commenting had experience stretching back to the Exxon Valdez spill, and they said it appears that the nation has yet to learn all the lessons from that spill, even though more than 20 years have passed. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
They're up here watching the media coverage of the Gulf of Mexico spill, and a lot of them are getting frustrated and want to do more. A man drove up from Clam Gulch when he heard about the listening session on the radio to offer a spill response vehicle they'd built. A student in the University of Alaska Social Work School said she donated her hair for making spill booms, and several just stepped up to say they didn't think they were getting the straight story. Betty Miller has been an outreach worker in Prince William Sound for BP and the other companies that own the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. It looks to her as if BP has grown out of touch.
They didn't understand the importance of community relations and talking to the people in the communities. They've gone so far away from that that it's not important to them anymore. And it really is important because those are the voices that are going to come back and say, "Where were you when we needed to talk to you?"
Miller said she wasn't sure what the commission could do or recommend to address that lack of communication. Others had very specific recommendations. Toxicologist John French, who serves on one of the watchdog groups set up after the Exxon Valdez spill, said a similar body will be needed in the Gulf of Mexico to sound the alarm about regulatory erosion. French said he was afraid that even in Alaska, if a spill like the Exxon Valdez happened again, we would once again find ourselves without the capacity to pick up that much oil. Speaking by teleconference from the university campus in Seward, French said there will be impacts from this new spill that will have to be measured over time.
You know, we're still seeing 2 decades after the Exxon Valdez unexpected adverse effects on the environment. And we need to expect that those will occur in the Gulf of Mexico spill, too. We've done not only extensive use, the largest amount of chemical dispersion ever used, we've also used it at depths where it's never been even tried before. And we have no idea. And even EPA admits we have no idea what the environmental consequences are.
Dave Harbour, a former regulator and industry blogger, warned Ulmer of the danger of overreacting.
Making recommendations in the next 6 months that lead to years of unnecessary regulation and delay, and I say if it would lead to unnecessary regulation, could be an improper reaction to the tragic events now unfolding and further cripple our economy as it seeks recovery.
Longtime industry spill response executive Jeff Merrill called the Oil Pollution Act passed after the Alaska spill an emotional reaction and bad public policy that took the industry years to figure out. He said regulations can unintentionally tie the hands of responders.
Once the oil hits the water, the plan is all but its words on a page. So as you consider whatever findings your commission will bring forward, Do what you can. Enable the responder to do his job, his or her job, as effectively as he or she can without being handcuffed by either regulation or fiat or guideline or whatever other stricture might be put in place.
Tom Lockish of Anchorage, who fought and won a court battle over his right to personally respond to the Exxon Valdez spill, defended the current law. He said the problem is its implementation. The law says a spill should be cleaned up, but the Coast Guard has never insisted that the industry invest in the best available spill response technology, even though that's exactly what the law spells out. Lockish says without the prod of regulatory requirements, the industry's remaining incentive is financial.
There is no incentive for these guys to actually plan to do the job that the response plans say. Regulators use a totally divorced methodology. They all consider it nothing but paper when it's our livelihoods and our environment at stake.
Ulmer intends to have more listening sessions. She listened to the comments of Alaskans without making any response, saying only that it would be premature to react before the commission has started its business. There is no date yet set for the first meeting of the 7-member commission. For the Alaska Public Radio Network, I'm Steve Heimel.